An Aspiring Novelist with a Crippling Addiction to Gay Alien Porn by Spurbanite.
Read by Brickgrass.
Summary. Title translation for Alternian readers, in which the alien protagonist attempts to bond more closely with his male troll friend, about whom he has confused romantic feelings via the medium of erotic literature writing. Rated 8 plus sweeps for mentions of equipment of a sexual nature, genitalia, concupiscent activities, and frequent Freudian slips.
Chapter 1.
Turntech Godhead, TG, began pestering carcinogeneticist, CG. TG:
Yo, carcat.
TG: I found your crab top scuttling around the labs like a creeper.
TG:
It nearly made me shit my goddamn jammies.
TG:
Bumping into a dude when he's fuck deep in some epic meets and you also happen to be a semi-sentient bug top thing is not cool.
CG: Thank fuck for that. The damn thing wanders off if I forget to put it to sleep properly.
CG: I was worried it had fallen down some stairs or something.
TG:
I see what you did there, carcat.
TG:
I warned you about trying to goad me into predictable jokes, bro.
TG: I told you, dog.
CG:
Anyway, can you bring it back to my respite block? The button to retract the legs is on the back.
TG:
Carcat, are you telling me to push your button?
TG:
Dude, I'll caress that button into next week.
TG:
The button will ache for my sweet touch for sweeps after I disappear into the night, whispering softly.
TG:
Our love can never be, for we are from two different worlds.
CG:
Are you done?
CG:
I'm sick of typing on this shitty palm husk.
CG:
Interacting with you is much less satisfying when I can't hammer a keyboard into submission.
TG:
You're no fun anymore, man.
TG:
Anyways, speaking of hammering things into submission.
TG:
You totally left this thing unlocked before it took its afternoon constitutional.
CG:
Strider, there is nothing in my files that could possibly interest you, so get your disgusting human cartilage nub and sticky little tree beast frondlets out of there.
TG:
Oh, I beg to differ.
TG:
And I'm not the only one begging, dude.
TG:
This novel you've been writing is some pretty kinky shit.
CG:
Fuck you, it's a perfectly normal troll romance, and there's no way you could possibly appreciate even a tiny percentage of its brilliance.
TG:
Irance felt Poyuza's gaze upon him and thrilled at the attention. To most, this dance was a tedious expression of high-blooded privilege, but to Irance, it was his chance to catch his master's eye. This was his night, and he knew he made a food slave's outfit look every bit as ravishing as any royal robes. A little subtle tailoring had ensured that the whole room would spend the evening with their eyes glued to him, but there was only one he aimed to enrapture.
TG:
Seriously, Vantus, you have some kind of status kink, don't you?
TG:
Or like, I'm a low-blood slave, look at my ass.
CG:
This is gold-quality prose, and you know it.
CG:
And the character is not some shoddy self-insert, you ignorant nook-sniffer.
CG:
These characters have more depth than you do behind those moronic shades, and they don't even exist.
TG:
That's cool, man, whatever you're into.
TG:
I'm a pretty big deal, carcat. I'm surprised you haven't been throwing yourself at me.
TG:
Offended, even.
CG:
Oh, please.
CG:
You are the smallest deal on this meteor, Dave.
CG:
Even the mayor has some semblance of responsibility, if only over a bunch of inanimate can people.
CG:
Your sole purpose is making sure we have someone to calibrate the asshole meter against.
CG:
Otherwise, there's a danger we might actually start to think Vriska is a decent person.
TG:
Wow, not sure who got burned worse there.
TG:
I think Circuit, but it's close.
CG:
You're welcome.
TG:
Anyway.
TG: Poyuz took the delicacy between two claws, careful that his strength did not cause him to crush the fragile sugar shell. His eyes met Arance's as he took a bite, his fangs flashing wickedly. Leaning toward his young servant, Poyuz whispered softly into his ear, "Hey babe, you want a piece of this hot shit? Because I'm offering my bulge on a plate here." CG, "I swear to God, if you are actually editing my work, I will end you." CG, "Fucking end you." CG, "God-tier powers don't mean shit when your limbs have been scattered strategically across the meteor." CG, "Good luck coming back to life when your head is in a separate fucking time zone from your body, douche lord." TG, "Nah man, I'm just messing with you." TG, "It's not bad, TBH. CG, "Tell me something I don't know. I'm a motherfucking literary genius." TG, "I mean, it's cliche as fuck, but at least it's well written." TG, "It's kind of like every single yaoi in the hidden folder on Rose's laptop, plot-wise." CG, "Do you have no concept of privacy, Strider?" CG, "Stop snooping around other people's computing devices, because I will not hesitate to show everyone that folder of selfies on your stupid phone." CG, "The one I copied to use for leverage." CG, "I'm sure Terezi would be very entertained by your array of stoic douchebag poses." CG, "Not to mention the one of you in your underwear and a sombrero." TG, "Now who's a privacy hypocrite, Vantus?" TG, "You didn't tell me you were Tony Hawk, bro." TG, "'Cause that was a sick nasty 180. CG, "I believe the human word is checkmate, fuckface." CG, "Don't leave your phone lying around if you don't want me indulging my completely understandable curiosity about your alien technology." TG, "Fair enough." TG, "But only because I know for a fact you've been tugging one out to my sensual duck face pics." CG, "The number of facts you know would fit on one side of an adhesive notification square." TG, "We all know you're stry curious, Carcat." TG, "Now that's what I call a totally understandable curiosity." CG, "I'm curious as to why you're spinning out, 'Hey Carcat, I found your host top,' into a mammoth babble fest at my expense." CG, "Feeling attention starved, are we, Strider?" TG, "Maybe." TG, "I seriously haven't seen anyone for like 3 days. TG, "Is there some kind of snarky Broads Anonymous meeting happening that we weren't invited to?" CG, "Fuck if I know." CG, "Best to let them get on with that horseshit. I'd rather have my entrails pulled out through my seed flap with a rusty sickle than sit and listen to Vriska fellate her own ego." TG, "True dat." TG, "Hey, how much more of this thing are you going to write?" CG, "It's not even close to finished. As you would know if you'd bothered to actually read it." TG, "Could I, like..." TG, "Help with it, maybe?" CG, "What possible reason would there be for me to let you help? As if you even could help. We both know you turn your nose up into the stratosphere at any sign of high-quality romantic literature." TG, "I'm so bored, man." TG, "Plus, I've got a unique alien perspective." CG, "I don't need an alien perspective, Strider." CG, "It's a novel about trolls, set in Alternia, for trolls to read." CG, "Not nosy humans who wouldn't know a decent plotline if it smacked them over the head." TG, "Oh, come on, Carcat." TG, "Just let me proofread it or something." TG, "Seriously, dude, I'm going to become one with my bed soon if I don't have an excuse to get up every day." TG, "Plus it's way more interesting reading something you wrote as opposed to random troll Mills and Boone shit." CG, "I'll pass, thanks." CG, "I'll admit that you made a supremely unconvincing argument, however." TG, "Are you sure, man?" TG, "I found like 15 typos already, and you really need to get a thesaurus." TG, "There are other adjectives out there besides smouldering and heaving." TG, "Just a heads up."
CG. Ugh, fine. CG. I graciously permit you to correct the spelling errors for me. CG. I trust that won't be beyond your feeble human intelligence. TG. Nah, dude. TG. I can handle correcting pubic to public. TG. Seriously, Carcat. Fucking phrasing. There's like three of those. CG. What exactly am I supposed to find amusing about missing out the L in public? TG. I'll tell you when you're older. Tuntek Godhead. TG. Ceased pestering carcinogeneticist. CG.